Welcome to all the dear families that are coming in, and for those that are listening in the room, welcome and Sabbath blessing. For all the dear family that will be listening to the recording on a later day, we want to welcome everyone, Sabbath blessing. We are going to begin the children's Sabbath school lesson. This is number 80. On this day, June 14, 2014, we are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is the new chapter, chapter 15, entitled At the Marriage Feast. Before we begin our lesson, we have an opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 20, and a margin music lyrics will be added to it. And the scripture is, "But the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him." The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord is on his heavenly throne. We bring our praises unto Jesus for all the love that he has shown. We sense the beauty of his presence. We hear the great triumphant shout. The Lamb for sinners slain is worthy. How can we keep on crying out, singing hallelujah, 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 singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is in his holy temple, and we are in his presence now. The one who gone before and gathered, that's why before the Lord we bow, singing hallelujah, 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 singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, Mommy said Daddy, blah, blah.
If we can all please kneel our heads and minds and our souls for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I bless your name. Lord Jesus, thank you for the abundant mercy that you had upon our lives this week, for bringing us into another Sabbath day, dear Father. Lord, I pray that you break up our hearts, Lord, dear Father God, and remove everything that is of you, dear Father God, and open up our hearts and our ears and our minds that we may be receptive to your words, dear Father God, I pray. Lord, if you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done and by that of you, dear Father God. And let none of my sins hinder up this prayer to you, dear Father God, I pray. I pray for all that are here today and those that will be listening to the reading at your time, and for those listening on the phone, dear Father God, I pray. Lift up our heart to you, Father. Please kiss this, Father. Please give peace, gain all the words in the joy of the God. This love shall look from the celestial. Please give us all the way, dear Father God, I pray. Amen.
Amen. We will begin with our opening scripture, taken from the book of John, chapter 2, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it read, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled At the Marriage Feast in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
John 2:2. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage.
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus sent them to him, they have no wine.
John 2:4. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Luke 2:35. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Amen.
Luke 1:4-5. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him in whose Moses is in the law, and the prophets did write Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
And continuing the reading, Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Luke 2:49. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not I must be about my father's business? Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. Let's continue in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 15. We will be discussing pages 144 to 147. Any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph. Babula.
Desire Ages, page 144. Jesus did not begin his ministry by some great work before the Sanhedrin, Jerusalem. At a household gathering in a little Galilean village, his power was put forth to add to the joy of a wedding feast. Thus he showed his sympathy with men and his desire to minister to their happiness. In the wilderness of temptation, he himself had drunk the cup of woe. He came forth to give to men the cup of blessing by his benediction to all the relations of human life.
Desire Ages, page 144. From Jordan, Jesus had returned to Galilee. There was to be a marriage at Cana, a little town not far from Nazareth. The parties were relatives of Joseph and Mary, and Jesus, knowing of this family gathering, went to Cana, and with his disciples was visit to the feast. Amen.
Desire Ages, page 144. Again he met his mother, from whom he had from some time be separated. Mary had heard of the mention of the Jordan at his baptism. The tidings had been carried to Nazareth and had brought to her mind afresh the scenes that for many years had been hidden in her heart. In common with all Israel, Mary was deeply stirred by the mission of God the Baptist, John the Baptist. Well, she remembered the prophecy given at his birth. Amen.
Continuing slide, Desire Ages, page 144. Now his connection with Jesus kindled her hopes anew, but tidings had reached her also of the mysterious departure of Jesus to the wilderness, and she was oppressed with troubled forebodings. From the day when she heard the angel's announcement in the home at Nazareth, Mary had treasured every evidence that Jesus was the Messiah. His sweet, unselfish life assured her that he could be no other than the Son of God.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus not do to begin his ministry? How did it begin instead? Where was the marriage to take place and in what city? If you know the answer to these questions, bubble up.
That's it. It did not begin by some great work before the Sanhedrin at Jerusalem, but at a household gathering in a little Galilean village. His power was put forth to add the joy of a wedding feast. He Cana, a little town not far from Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, of where our Savior was residing.
Desire of Ages, page 145. Yet there came to her also doubts and disappointments, and she had longed for the time when his glory should be revealed. Death had separated her from Joseph, who had shared her knowledge of the mystery of the birth of Jesus. Now there was no one whom she could confide her hopes and fears. The past 2 months had been very sorrowful. She had been parted from Jesus, in whose sympathy she found comfort. She pondered upon the words of Simeon.
Desire of Ages, page 145. A sword shall pierce through thy soul, thy own soul also. Luke 2:35. She recalled the 3 days of agony when she thought Jesus lost to her forever, and with an anxious heart she waited his return. Desire of Ages, page 145, paragraph 1. At the marriage feast she met him, the same tender, dustful son, yet he was not the same. His contentness is changed. It bears a trace of his conflict in the wilderness and a new expression of dignity and power given evidence of him. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 145. With him is a group of young men whose eyes follow him with reverence and who call him Master. These companions recount to Mary what they have seen and heard at the baptism and elsewhere. They conclude by declaring, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write." John 1:45.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, since when did Mary had treasure every evidence that Jesus was the Messiah, and what changes did she see in Jesus that showed her was not the same? If you know the answer to this one, dear ones, bubble love.
The answer is from the day when she heard the angel's announcement in the home at Nazareth, and his countenance has changed. It bears the traces of his conflict in the wilderness, and a new expression of dignity and power gives evidence of his heavenly mission.
Desire of Ages, page 145. As the guests assemble, many seem to be preoccupied with some topic of absorbing interest. A suppressed excitement pervades the company. Little groups converse together in eager but quiet tones, and wondering glances are turned upon the Son of Mary. As Mary had heard the disciples' testimony in regards to Jesus, she had been gladdened with the assurance that her long-cherished hopes were not in vain.
Yes, she would have been more than human if there had not mingled with his holy joy a trace of the fond mother's natural pride. As she saw the many glances bent upon Jesus,
She longed to have him prove to the company that he was really the honored of God. She hoped there might be opportunity for him to work a miracle before them. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 145, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 145. It was a custom of time of marriage festivities to continue several days. On this occasion, before the feast ended, it was found that the supply of wine had failed. This discovery caused much perplexity and regrets. It was unusual to dispense with wine on festival's occasion, and the absence would seem to indicate a want of hospitality. As a relative of the parties, Mary had assisted in the arrangements of the feast, and she now spoke to Jesus, saying that they have no wine. Amen.
Well done, dear ones. Boys and girls, was Mary longing to have Jesus prove to the company he was really the honored of God by principle or pride? And what words were suggested that he may supply? Hear these.
The answer is, it was by natural pride. And Jesus answered, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hours is not yet come."
Desire of Ages, page 146. Every act of Christ's earthly life was in harmony with the precept he himself had given, "Honor thy father and thy mother," Exodus 20:12. On the cross, in his last act of tenderness toward his mother, Jesus again addressed her in the same way as he committed her to the care of his vessel of disciple. Both at the marriage feast and upon the cross, the love expressed in tone and look and manner interpreted his words.
Desire of Ages, page 146. At his visit to the temple in his boyhood, as the mystery of his life work opened before him, Christ had said to Mary, "Wist ye not I must be about my Father's business?" These words struck the keynote of his whole life and ministry. Everything was held in abeyance to his work, the great work of his redemption, which he had come into the world to accomplish. Now he repeated the lesson. Desire of Ages, page 146. There was danger that Mary would regard her relationship to Jesus as giving her a special claim upon him, and the right, in some degree, to direct him in his mission. For 30 years, he had been to her a loving and obedient son, and his love was unchanged. But he must now go about his Father's work. A son of the Most High and Savior of the world, no earthly ties must hold him from his mission or influence his conduct. He must stand free to do the will of God. This lesson is also for us. The claims of God are paramount, even to the ties of human relationship. No earthly attraction should turn our feet from the path in which he bids us to walk. Amen. The only hope of redemption for our fallen race is in Mary. Find salvation only through the Lamb of God. In herself, she possessed no merit. Her connection with Jesus placed her in no different spiritual relation to him from that of any other human soul. Amen.
Desire Ages, page 147. This indicates in the Savior's words, he makes clear the distinction between his relation to her as the Son of Man, as the Son of God. The tie of kinship between them in no way placed her on the equality with him. Desire of Ages, 147, paragraph 1. The word "my hour is not yet come" pointed to the fact that every act of Christ's life on earth was in fulfillment of the plan that had existed from the day of eternity. Before he came to earth, the plan lay out before him, perfect in all details. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 147. But as he walked among men, he was guided step by step by the Father's will. He did not hesitate to act at the disappointed time. With the same submission, he waited until the time had come. In saying to Mary that his hour had not yet come, Jesus was replying to her unspoken thoughts, to the expectations she cherished in common with her people. She hoped that he would reveal himself as the Messiah and take the throne of Israel.
Isaiah of Ages, page 147. But the time had not come, nor as the king, but as a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, had Jesus accepted the lot of humanity. But through Isaiah of Ages, 147, paragraph 3, but through Mary, it had not a right conception of Christ's mission. She trusted in him simplicity. To this faith, Jesus responded, I was to honor Mary's trust and to strengthen the faith of his disciple. That the first miracle was performed, the disciples were to encounter many great temptations to unbelief. Amen.
Amen. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What other time did Jesus address his mother in accordance with Oriental custom besides at the marriage in Canaan? And what kind of son was Jesus to his mother Mary? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, on the cross, in his last act of tenderness towards his mother, Jesus again addressed her in the same way as he committed her to the care of his best loved disciples. And for 30 years, he had been to her a loving and obedient son, and his love was unchanged. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 147. To them, the prophecies had made it clear beyond all controversy that Jesus was the Messiah. They looked for the religious leaders to receive him with confidence even greater than their own. They declared among the people the wonderful works of Christ and their own confidence in his mission. But they were amazed and bitterly disappointed by the unbelief, the deep-seated prejudice, and the enmity to Jesus displayed by the priests and rabbis. The Savior's early miracles strengthened the disciples to stand against this opposition. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. In who is the only hope of redemption for our faith? And in what do the words, my hour is not yet come, pointed to? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is in Christ, and to the fact that every act of Christ's life on earth is fulfillment of the plan that has existed in the days of eternity.
Amen. So remember, dear little ones, mommies and daddy, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to have the same opportunity that we all have. All our redemption, our salvation, and our hope of glory is through Christ Jesus. So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones. Title is When He Cometh. And the song is speaking about a scripture that is in Malachi chapter 3:17 from the King James Version.
Thank you.
So as mothers and fathers, remember that these children, which are the heritage of God, they are jewels of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go boldly to the throne of grace and ask the Lord, what about their life? For He holds in His hand their inheritance. We have to be diligent during the time that they are under our care. We need to be able to strengthen them, give them the nourishment that they need spiritually, that they may also one day be called to go about their Father's business. We have come to the closing of our children's school lesson. Next Sabbath, we will continue with part two of our study entitled At the Marriage Feast in our study book. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, voila.
I thank you for this young man had a special day. Thank you for this field to work at such a strong cat and physically. I pray be able to help us keep our life in our heart and forgive us all for our sins and injury on Christ the Spirit. I pray you know to hear us travel in our season and thank you for this field to be safe from the storm that happened last night. Let us be able to be show mercy and be helping others, there's and treating others the way we want them to treat us. And let us be able to be He going on the right path and always being loyal to you, even when and destruction comes or destruction passes. This is my friend, this person.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to thank all the dear family that participated in today's study and also all the family that came and joined us in our worship. For those that are listening on the phone, we have just come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. We want to thank you as well for being here, and for those that will be listening to the recording, we also are grateful that you are here and that you all have a blessing as well. So next Sabbath, chapter 15, and that will be part two at the marriage feast, and that will take place June 21st. This is 2014. We have prepared children activities that they may continue growing, not only in the words that were used during the study, but be familiar so when they read their Bible, they could have an idea where these words are coming so they can be able to be familiar. And we hope and pray that they enjoy it. And for all the brethren that took part of putting the study together, God bless you and we thank you. May y'all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath.